Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is the Hodge to Hodge podcast, the messenger edition, where we have co-producers Ken and Rondaya Hodge. And next, we will have a word from Rondaya Hodge, the messenger.
Good evening, and thank you all once again for tuning in to A Word for All, that we may be able to look inside and get connected to the source, which is the energy source, which is what we call God. Today we want to just go over and examine some of the many myths, some of the things in which they have instilled in us to believe because it was in the Bible and they've taken it to mean God's word. But I come to tell you tonight that it isn't God's word. It is stories and illustrations of some of the events that people have noticed during their time of communication or connection with the source, with God. I thank you all for coming out tonight. And tonight, we just wanna just talk about Job tonight. The Bible gives us an illustration or a story about a man that they called Job. A Job that they say was a man after God's own heart, an uprighteous man, a man that loved God and feared God and did the things that were pleasing in his sight, and he was extremely blessed. And then this mythical creature came about and had a conversation with God and asked God to remove his protection from around him and that he would cuss him and die. He would cuss him to his face or something along those lines. But I just want us to examine that just for a moment so that we can just look at and see how a story which good intentions was taken totally out of context and make us or have us to believe something that just is not true. It is not who and what God truly is. Now, Job might have been blessed. He was blessed. They said he was one of the richest men in the land at the time. He had cattle. He had servants. He had a big family. And then all of a sudden, it was just all taken away from him. And the story goes that it was taken away from him because God allowed Satan to go in and mess with him. And I'm just going to stop there for a moment just so that we could just visualize and think about what it is that they want us to believe. Excuse me. The fact that this mythical creature, the devil, can actually have a conversation. And it's funny because if you read the Bible, and maybe I'm interpreting it or reading it wrong, but supposedly there was supposed to be a war between God and this devil. There was supposed to be a war. They rebelled and he threw them out of heaven, or as the story goes. So there was a war. And can someone tell me, when there's a war, when do you stop and you talk to each side and say, okay, let me take advantage of this person or that person, all in the art of a war? When does that happen? So when they were at war, they called a timeout. Hey, let's have a conversation.
And even deeper, my brother, how can you be at war with God?
You're right, my brother. We you know, it's just, you know, I was going to talk about that tonight, but as I began to tell the story, it just seems so ludicrous to me that I don't even know if we need to go on with that any longer, because it's just, you know, it's just crazy. And it's even more crazy for us to believe this. I wish she was here tonight, Sister Tippy, because I wanted to thank her for inviting her friend on. And I hope something was said to her friend that would allow her not to accept or believe anything in which we've told her, but something that would make her get connected to God so that he can reveal it to him. Because I don't want it to be, this is what the messenger says. So, you know, you've got to have that connection. You've got to be able to go within and have your own personal conversation with God so that he can reveal and enlighten you to some of these things which are being said. As we've talked many times before with regards to the Bible, there are a lot of inspiration. There are a lot of stories in there about different occasions where people were able to realize God within them. And because there are stories, you have to understand that that's just what they are, his story. It's not a fact. It's not God's word, which is written in the Bible, as we spoke to the young lady the other night. When we look at the origin of the Bible and the purpose of the Bible, and for us to still believe that those were God's very words throughout all of the different stories and stuff in there, it just does not make sense. Paul, one of the greatest authors in the Bible that carries a lot of weight, Paul never met Jesus. Paul never met Jesus, and he's one of the spearheads, or one of the spokesmen for him. And we take Paul's word to literally be God's word. And this is what we have to stop doing. It, not that you can't listen to the brother, because the brother was trying to share knowledge with us, but it was not God's word. It was Paul revealing his experience. His experience on the road to Damascus. That was an experience that Paul had. And not only does Paul have that, but we have those every single day. We have those experiences on the way to work. God speaks to us. Sometimes we listen and sometimes we don't, but God is always speaking to us. So I don't want it to be so that people could think that Paul is greater than anyone else. Paul was a great man, but so was my co-producer. My co-producer is a great man. My MC is a fantastic woman, all of God. God has no respect of person because we are all one. And the sooner we understand exactly what it is that I'm saying, the better we can move on with creating the best life for us. We have to understand that we are all here for a reason. Nobody's reason is greater than the other. We are all here to create the best life so that our life can speak for us, so that people can see us and see the God in us. Because as I've said so many times, this shell, this body, this temple that houses the Spirit of God, it is nothing. And because it is nothing, it will dissolve. It will go back from which it came. And when this body goes back from which it came, so will your soul. And your soul, your spirit, is God. And all we need to do is have a talk with God, and He will reveal this to us. He's revealed it to us in so many other different ways, but because periodically we are walking unconsciously, we don't recognize it. But when we begin to walk consciously and try to create the best life that we can, then we'll be able to see on a much more regular, frequent basis God at work. And you guys know one of my favorite lines to say is all things working together for the good. A lot of people like to think about some of the mishaps that happened to them and they want to call it bad. But if you had a situation and the way you see it is bad, but it helped you to grow to be even better than what you were, is that situation really bad? It's all in how we look at things. But when you know who you are, then you begin to look at things from a different perspective because you know that no matter what, you're winning. You can't lose. And so knowing that you can't lose, situations that occur, you don't look at them as bad. You look at them as a remembrance of who you really are. You look at them as a remembrance of how you can apply that to make your next life or your next step in your life even better. But we're so quick to judge and to label something as good or bad. Instead of just accepting the fact that it just wasn't the outcome that I was expecting. That doesn't make it good or bad. I just wasn't expecting that, and I don't want that outcome. Not that it's bad, but it's not the outcome that I'm looking for. So when we begin to see things a little bit different, instead of in the realm of good or bad, as far as different, because we know for every action there is a reaction. So that doesn't make the reaction bad because of the action. So we've got to look at things. No, when you know that you've won, if you're playing basketball, and you already know that you won the game. In the third quarter, if somebody make a basket, you don't worry about that basket. You don't look at that basket as being a bad basket or a good basket. You just look at it as a basket. Why? Because you know when that buzzer sounds, you won. So technically, they could have had 10 baskets in a row, and it really didn't matter to you. Because you know you won. So it's important for us. And you know, I got to tell you, it is easy. We make it hard because we want to hold on to the disbelief or to the old things that we've been taught. And all we have to do is let it go. And it is just that simple, because there are a lot of things that we just let go. Things that we don't want to have nothing to do with, we let it go. And this is what we've got to as Paul spoke about, we have to renew our minds into a different way of thinking instead of holding on and letting this stuff build up inside us. Because one of the things we have to understand is when you build up hate, when you build up hate inside of love, what happens is you decay the body. You do harm to the body, because the body was made for love. Because that is what God is, love. So when you're mixing all this other stuff, then it becomes a little bit of a commotion inside. But please know that love is going to win. And you have to understand this as well. Everything that we do for love. Everything, because that is who we are. We are a part of God, and God is love. God is love. God is life. And if you think about the decisions and stuff that you make, you do it for love. You get up in the morning and you go to work. You go to work for love. And so we've got to start practicing love in its purest form and find a way to, when we say love, not think on a sexual plane as much. Not that that's bad. I'm just saying, but we've got to think more on a loving, godly, agape type of love and start applying that. Remember Jesus, when they did all of that to him, he looked and said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." They don't know. And I know in our minds we would say, "Nah, I can't do all of that." But we can. Jesus told you, "These things I do, don't marvel at them, because you can do this and that much more." So we can do it. All we have to do is apply it to ourselves. Be conscious of what it is that we say and do. I am not saying by any stretch of the imagination that we can't sit around and goof and joke about all kinds of different things. But when we're dealing with life per se, if we deal with it from a loving perspective, then it can come out right. So it's important for us to understand time and time again that we have to take that time to go within. When we feel as if we might be getting a little weak or unsure, have a conversation with God. He's always there. He said, "I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you." Now, according to that story that I was talking about earlier, it seems as if he left Job and he forsake Job, even though he said he would never do that. But we accept these type of stories because we have been taught to believe that we are separate from God, and we are not separate from God. We are a part of God, so there's no way we can be separated from him. We sing about it. We talk about it. We just don't believe it. And what's amazing to me is a lot of the Christian or religious people, they've got this faith. They've got this unshakable faith where they can believe any kind of story that is told to them. They can believe it, but they can't believe the fact that they can heal themselves, even though that's part of their teaching. One of the things we and because we've got it all twisted, we think that, okay, I'm going to claim victory right now, and everything just goes away, and I am healed. And it, in some cases, it can work like that, but you have to understand what it is that you did. So some things might take a little longer because the body has to rejuvenate and reheal itself. Sometimes we've done greater damage to it that we know of, and it takes time for it to re-heal because this is an amazing body that we have. You think about it. You cut yourself, and in 2 days, that cut is healed. That's healing. And we have to understand we have the authority, we have the power. It was given to us since creation in God's image, in God's likeness. Not that we look like him, because God is spirit. God can look any way he wants, but he gave us his essence. But we choose to look at it and think about it in every different way instead of what he actually said. Everything that he created was good, but we're quick to say that we are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. That's not what God said. So who are we going to believe? Isaiah? Samuel? James, Mark, Luke, John, or God, or even Jesus, the one who they hold to the highest regard. They hold him so high to the highest regard that he's God, but he's not God, but he's there, but he ain't there. They hold him to the highest regard, but they won't even hear what it is that he has to say. And if anyone comes behind him saying exactly what he say, then they say that you're crazy. We've got to understand how important it is for us to look within ourselves, to have that conversation with God. It's important for us to do that. And as I said, a conversation is not just one way. And if we just take the time to have that conversation with God and then be still, and listen to what it is that he has to tell you, I guarantee you, you have no choice but to have a fantastic outcome for whatever it is that you're seeking. Because he will never, ever, ever steer you wrong. But you've got to take that time to have that conversation. Because if you don't have that conversation, then you're still walking around in the wilderness. You're still believing these stories that are being told. And you're believing the stories to be factual when 90% of them are not factual. 90% of them are stories that were handed down over generations. The writers that wrote in the Bible, their story wasn't even written till 20, 30 years after they died. And we're going to hold that to be infallible? You're going to pass a story down 30 years and then it's put on pen and paper, and we're going to believe that no one made any kind of error in that writing, that that is exactly the word in which God said? When, if I told you a story right now, tomorrow you'd be checking it. We'd be going to Google to check it. But we're going to believe a story 30 years after the fact that was written is infallible. As Brother Malcolm would say, that's just not intelligent. And we are intelligent beings.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So we've got about 5 minutes here, and I'm sorry. I just want to give us all a chance just to speak about something that was able to lift their spirits and just confirm that they are in tune with God. And please understand, being in tune with God does not mean that, you know, you're just, not that it can't be, but that every day you're showered with millions and millions of dollars. Just being able to get up in the morning, being able to do things that you want to do, that shows a connection. Now, there are some people that woke up and weren't able to do certain things. That does not mean that they're not connected. What it means is some people did some stuff that was detrimental to their body. And because it was detrimental to their body, now they've got to deal with the consequences of what happened. It's not a punishment. It's not Satan coming to steal, kill, and destroy. It's you having to deal with the consequences. And it's still reason to give God thanks because you're able to deal with them. We have to understand that we have to learn how to count it all joy. Count it all joy. Why? Because in the end, in the final analysis, you win. You win. You cannot lose. The way this thing was set up by you in the beginning, you cannot lose. Do you think in the beginning, when this whole thing was set up, you said, you know what, I'm going to find a way to separate myself from this and die and go to hell? Did you, could you imagine yourself saying such a thing?
No.
Knowing who you are.
Amen.
Because in the beginning, you have to understand when, as the story goes, Jesus was there with God. Guess what? So were you.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So were you. So I'm going to just turn the mic over right now. We've got about a good 3-4 minutes. So if somebody just want to expound on anything, share a word, now is the time. All right. So all right. That's
nobody
all right.
Got
yeah.
word,
you know, nobody got words tonight. But you know what I mean? But it's important. I know, you know, it's the messenger show, and co-producer giving it back to me today. Normally he'd run with it, and I understand that, and that's all well and fine. Yeah. But he know how to bring it to an end, huh? Okay.
Good evening, podcast audience. And I do thank you for listening to the Messenger podcast this evening. As always, we try to bring you a word right from the Creator. You don't need all these middlemen or intercessors. You are already directly connected to the Creator. That which you seek, you already have. Let's have a wonderful week, and we'll see you on Thursday night.
You too. I love you guys.
Thank you, my brother. Love you all.
Good night.
Good night.